Welcome back to Kill Them All, the podcast about world domination. I'm Acerak, the undead wizard, here to interview another villain. But first, we are sponsored by Invectus Strategic Consultation. If you are already a successful villain, you know that it's difficult to prioritize. Should you incinerate a town or build your alchemical laboratory? Should you lure more monsters into your lair to kill adventurers? Or should you find a source of children's bones for your mill? It can be easy to run around setting fires without making any real progress. Invecta will help you develop your brand of villainry by refining your focus on your personal brand. That phrase, your personal brand, should tell you just how evil she is. Find Invecta in the Orzhov Syndicate in Ravnica. It's a mad world out there, villains. As our guest demonstrates, you can face it with madness of your own. Please welcome to the show, Halaster Blackcloak.
Season's greetings to all, and to all a good night.
What season are you referring to, Halaster?
There's always a season. No matter when you are, there you are. And there's a season. And I wanted to express greetings, so season's greetings.
A hearty welcome to you as well. Halaster, I appreciate your piercing purple eyes against your dark purple robes and white hair. Could you tell people a little bit about yourself?
I'm the Mad Mage of Waterdeep. I sit in Undermountain and I plot. I make the place even more dazzling than it was when I found it. And then even more dazzling than that. Undermountain is so beautiful. You really must visit.
Yes, your affinity for Undermountain is so strong. I'm surprised we could have you here in Chult for the interview.
I just came here to sing the praises of my favorite home, my precious, precious home, and to get apprentices.
Ah, so that's why you came on.
That's right. I need apprentices, people who are very, very smart, but not smarter than me. That's the problem. Either they're only smart with one very, or they're smarter than me, and then I have to find a way to trick them and get rid of them.
Tell us more about Undermountain.
It's right under a bar in Waterdeep. Everyone knows it's a vast, deep dungeon. I love that. A source of terrible evil smack dab in the middle of Waterdeep, the jewel of the Sword Coast.
Oh, you're really bringing the fight to civilization there.
The city of Waterdeep has amazing resources. They've sent entire battalions into my Undermountain to try to clean it out, with nary a trace returning.
That's something to be proud of.
The magic of the place chews them up and spits them out. Not like me. I can master the magic of Undermountain, and then I will become nigh unto a god.
you're after godhood, then.
Well, isn't everybody?
My mentor, Vecna, was one of the few who made it.
Ah, you must be proud of him.
I am proud of him, but I'm also happy with my work the way it is. Trapping and killing adventurers. That's the life for me. Godhood sounds bureaucratic.
I guess there's a lot to manage, but you would be nigh unto a god.
I'm glad this conversation is amusing.
Oh, everything's funny when you're insane.
An advantage, I suppose.
The only problem is, it gets hard to explain to other people why you are laughing.
I was wondering why you were doing that.
I find it difficult to relate to people. I tell a hilarious joke and get nothing. It's hard to hear, and it's hard to be heard.
I'm sorry you're dealing with that.
I also get tired of all the funny looks I get when I explain things. It's simple. Eating hallucinogens makes me smarter, but only when I take massive, massive quantities.
How does that work exactly?
I don't know how to explain it. That's the problem. That's what's frustrating about it. But it doesn't really matter what anyone else thinks. So I just eat mountains of psychedelics daily.
You mentioned difficulty relating to people. Do you have trouble keeping apprentices?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, they're either too smart or not smart enough. But even when they have what I call Goldilocks brain, they often suggest I stop taking so many hallucinogens, and I can't have that. I can't have that.
Listeners, what I'm hearing is, if you're considering an apprenticeship with Hallister, don't mention the substance use.
Precisely. Is that so difficult?
Only if they care about you.
Well, they shouldn't. We're all villains here.
I suppose you're right.
I know I have a lot of requirements, but I'm offering something valuable here. Undermountain represents a unique point in the weave of magic, and an enterprising young wizard can help me shape its future.
Oh, does it have to be a wizard?
All other candidates must have a very strong back.
Fair enough.
Maintaining Undermountain requires moving a lot of stuff around, so strong backs are also welcome.
I suppose you're lugging everything yourself right now.
Does that surprise you? I know I look old, but I'm wiry. Go on, feel my bicep.
That's all right, thank you.
Feel it!
Oh, wow, very impressive.
I have the biceps of a god!
Well, Hallister, thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.
I found that to be a difficult interview. Hallister is quite obviously insane. He seems to know that about himself. He calls himself the Mad Mage. And this makes it hard for him to empathize with people. I frankly don't think his condition is improved by taking all those hallucinogens. So it'll be easy to pity Hallister. But if we did so, we would be underestimating one of the greatest wizards of our time. Maintaining Undermountain is no easy feat. That fountain of evil, right under the feet of those filthy Water Davians, teaches us all something about what it is to be a villain. Despite his insanity, or perhaps because of it, Hallister is achieving something great. All villains, near and far, we wish to hear from you. Contact us in the Emerald Crater in Chult. Until next time. Kill them all!